This is Morning Edition from NHPR. New Hampshire Democratic Representative Carol Shea Porter announced in 2017 that she wouldn't seek re-election for her first congressional district seat, and now her term has ended. Democrat Chris Pappas will take her place after he defeated Republican Eddie Edwards in November's midterm election. Shea Porter joins us on the phone now to talk about her time in office and what comes next. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, with such a partisan divide in place right now, Republicans in the Senate and with Democrats up against President Trump's agenda, but, you know, do you see any room for anything to actually get done there?
Well, first of all, everybody's always absolutely pleased that they made it to Congress. They've worked hard to get to Congress. But they need to understand you can be a soloist and maybe be heard over everybody for a bit, or you can sing in the choir, which has a lot more strength. And so I would recommend that everybody bring it down a notch, wherever they happen to belong on the political spectrum, bring it down a notch so that you can work together. You know, try to restore civility and to at least hear each other. It doesn't mean that you're going to vote the same, but it does mean that they might support an amendment that you have. You might understand and be able to support an amendment they have. And at least it feels better that you understand that there's a lot of good people there who really are trying to move this forward.
So how's the mood in Washington now compared to when you first took office?
I'd say grim, and I would say there's a great deal of uncertainty. When I took office, there was a difference. I mean, George W. Bush actually did pass a lot of our legislation, as you know. When you look back, you can see that a lot got done, and we're not seeing that right now. For example, we raised the minimum wage in 2007, and that became the law of the land. So there were a lot of things that mattered to Americans that the president, despite being in a different political party, was either willing to sign or at least have a conversation about. And I think it's different right now. But I am optimistic. I am very optimistic because the American people showed up in droves and had their say. And they are engaged. And as long as Americans stay actively engaged, I think that we're going to be fine.
There is a perception, and I think maybe you could tell me if this is reality or not in Washington, that the wheels have somehow come off in legislation and nothing is getting done as parties move, you know, away from the center and to the edges. Is that really the case?
You know, I think the wheels were coming off, but I think it has more to do with the fact that Speaker Ryan, who is now leaving and will be gone shortly, we didn't see any effort to try to come together. Now we have a change again, and I do believe that we are going to see progress. As for people being too far to the left or too far to the right, I would say that, yeah, there are some that are really far to the right, and there's some that are really far to the left. But for the most part, if you look, for example, at the Democratic caucus, they've held together very well, and there's people from all different parts of the spectrum there. And I do believe that there's a lot of Republicans who were afraid to speak out, but we'll be hearing from them, you know, in the next year or so, and that they will work more closely with Democrats. They're going to be challenged, no question about it, but I do think that we're going to see more getting done.
Well, given that you feel there's so much more to be done, you haven't ruled out another political run in the future. Do you see an opening somewhere down the line?
You know, right now, I'll tell you what I'm doing in the next couple of weeks. I am babysitting, and I'm thrilled, right, to be with my little grandbaby, and I'm going to do some fun things and relax a bit, and I want to keep working on issues that I care about. I'm going to be on some nonprofit boards and do things like that, you know, that I think matter. And I've been an advocate all my life, so I'm looking forward to doing more advocacy. Everything else I just let fall into place should, if, you know, who knows what the future holds, and I'm really just not concerned. I just want to take care of my little corner of the world and be part of my family and be part of our political network and certainly be part of trying to make change in my communities, my state, and my country, like everybody else.
Any advice for your successor, Chris Pappas?
Well, you know, I laugh and say the best thing I told him was the best cafeteria was, you know, but
these are important advice, things you must know.
Yeah. But the advice that I would give anybody is, you know, every day get up with a sense of awe that you get to do this and to remember that no matter what is happening in the moment, that, you know, you're part of history and that there's great challenges and this country's depending on you and everybody else to work together to get it done. there's a lot of trouble there. I'm not trying to say that there isn't. There's a lot of division and a lot of trouble, but there's also a path forward. And so, you know, find that path. I believe that Chris already knows that, and I believe he'll do a good job. I think he's going to be just fine there.
New Hampshire Democratic Representative Carol Shea Porter, thanks so much for the time, and good luck.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.